Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch with your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, the world's best Laguna Beach podcast track. I'm your host, Josh. With me in the studio, as always, is my beautiful wife, Danielle.
Hello.
This first week, before we even get into watching an episode, we thought we'd let you know where your favorite Laguna Beach stars are now. We'd also let you know who they are in the show, in case you haven't watched it yet, which is not a good idea. You should probably watch the show before you listen to this.
Yeah, because we're going to be telling you all about the episode, so watch it, then listen to us, or listen and then go watch the show. I don't care.
I don't care either. Okay. So let's get into our main characters, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, the main character, the Lauren Conrad, LC. She is the hero of the show.
The protagonist,
We'll see.
She's like Walter White, you're saying?
She is, yes. Too many spoilers already. Yes. Let's just say, right now, she's the hero. She's the protagonist.
We don't know if she sells meth in the show or not.
We don't know.
We're not here to judge.
No.
So what's she done since the show?
Well, you know, she was on Laguna Beach. Then she was on the Hills, which was basically Laguna Beach in college. And then after...
So it was like Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Exactly. She had some different friends, but she got into the same drama that she was in to begin with. She went on with her life, and in 2009, she wrote a couple books. Six of them, to be exact, from 2009 to 2013. So she... made quite a bit of money for herself.
It's interesting to me that all of her books are novels. You know, she's actually written these books. It's not just, this is my life story, like a lot of other famous people.
Right, no, yeah. A lot of them are not about her. They're just books.
They're loosely based on her life, but they're actual novels.
Books, yeah, which is pretty neat. She's also big into fashion, and she had a fashion guide, Lauren Conrad Style, in 2010, and was a judge on the 13th season of America's Next Top Model.
Now, does her fashion collection include bedding?
It does. Her fashion collection does include bedding. I own a cardigan sweater from the Lauren Conrad LC fashion line that I bought at Kohl's.
Do you sleep on it?
I don't. No, it's not bedding. It's a cardigan sweater.
Card was like a bed thing.
Nope, it's a sweater.
Now, Lauren is expecting her first child any minute now, we assume.
I don't know if it's any minute, but it's sometime this year. I think in October she's having a baby. First baby. Who's her husband?
Her husband is William Tell.
From?
Something Corporate.
There you go.
Interesting. They play, not to spoil anything, but it's just happening now. Something Corporate has a song called Home in the very first episode of the show. I'm wondering if maybe they played it live in the background, and that's how they met and fell in love.
That's how they met. They met way back in 2004 and saw each other for the first time.
Now, the most interesting thing I saw about Lauren Conrad was in September of 2010. She was to star in another MTV series focused on her career, but she chose not... Well, she said she didn't want to... to be in her personal life, so MTV passed on it. It's interesting to me that she no longer wants her private life filmed.
Well, she's older now. When she was young with Laguna Beach, she just saw a cool thing to do with her friends and make some money before college. Way to get out there in the acting world. But now she's older. She's having a child. She wants to just chill out and relax. I mean, she's in her 30s. Give her some space.
Yeah. She's 31.
Yeah.
Born in 1986, I believe.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Anyone else born in 1986?
I was born in 1986, but I'm not 31.
I was more thinking of Steven.
Oh, Steven. Yeah, Steven. Steven was also born in 1986.
Steven Coletti, the love interest.
The heartthrob. The man. Steven. I'm not going to get into my feelings on Steven, but let me tell you what he has done since Laguna Beach. He was an MTV VJ, and he hosted 35 episodes of TRL.
That's not that impressive. Carson Daly did that every week.
Yeah, but to do...
Hosted 35 episodes a week.
No, he didn't do 35. But to do 35 episodes when Carson Daly was known for doing... all of them. I mean, that was a pretty big deal. He was also a host of some MTV specials like New Year's Eve and VMA Award backstage shows.
He's had small roles in several films.
He's all about the acting. He was in on the show One Tree Hill.
I'd say that was the biggest thing.
That was the biggest thing he did. Yeah.
And they say he appeared from 2003 to 2007, which isn't exactly accurate.
No.
He appeared in 2003 and then came back like 4 years later.
Yeah. But he had a pretty decent role there toward the end of One Tree Hill. So good for him.
In 2016, he had a recurring role in Hit the Floor as Teddy Reynolds. The Floor is a VH1 show.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
Never even heard of it.
No, me neither. Okay. And then there is the infamous Kristen Cavallari. She is the bitch.
Her father, Dennis Cavallari, as I recall.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Dennis later. Kristen is just there.
She's a troublemaker.
She is a troublemaker. We want to talk about before Laguna Beach for Kristen?
What happened before Laguna Beach?
Well, you know...
Oh,
I
didn't realize that was before.
Yeah. Yeah, Kristen's parents, Kristen came from a troubled youth. Her parents were divorced when she was young, and maybe that instilled in her the bitchiness. But because her mother moved to a town in Illinois and took her with her, and her father moved to California with her brother, so they were split. And while Kristen was in Illinois, she caused a lot of trouble, and her mother and stepfather said, basically, can't deal with you anymore. You're going to go to California with your dad. Kind of, you know, it's like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air story.
Yeah, she's our little Fresh Princess.
Yes.
What her mother said was, save the drama for your fodder.
Oh, honey, that wasn't very good.
I didn't think it was.
But anyway, while Kristen was in California, did you know, probably didn't know this, she was going to like a private school and met some of the kids from Laguna Beach and begged to switch schools. So she could have not been in the show at all had things gone a different route.
What a crazy world it
was. Crazy world. But then she had Laguna Beach, and after that, she just kind of rode the wave.
She's had some small roles on the show The League, Van Wilder, and CSI New York, where she played Dead Body Number 3, I believe.
I think she actually had a name, but I don't know what it was. I didn't watch
Kristen.
CSI.
Dead Body Number 3.
Oh, okay. Good one. She was on Dancing with the Stars in 2011. Sadly, she was voted off long before she was ready. She was having a good time.
She wrote a book called Bouncing in Heels in 2016, where she stated that she and Steven had a very good relationship until the show came along and pressured him to hang out with L.C. Moore.
Oh, L.C. Moore?
L.C. Moore.
Oh, okay. Which, I mean, seriously, it's MTV. What do you expect?
And I doubt it was as much pressure as it was, this is the script.
Yeah. If you want to be paid, do what we say. But now, Kristen's, you know, she's got a good life. She's married to Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, and she has 3 children. So she's just a little housewife.
Next up, we have Lo Bosworth, the best friend of LC.
The best friend ever of anyone, period.
Danielle, that's your favorite character.
Lo is, well, we'll get into that later.
Okay. Okay. Whatever. If you don't want to talk.
I'll talk.
We'll just sit here in silence until you admit it.
We'll talk about Lo later. Gosh.
In 2010... she launched a website called Lowdown by Lo Bosworth. She also wrote a book by the same name, and it was released in 2011.
She founded the Revelry House, which is a website that has fashionable party supplies. And if you watch the first episode, you already see Lowe's interest in party planning.
No, that's like hats for your cat and stuff like that, correct?
No, it's like party supplies, recipes, making a beautiful and professional...
Recipes for cat food?
No, nothing to do with cats. Doesn't she might have a cat party on there. I don't know.
For cats. In 2013, she started her own beauty channel on YouTube, and she may currently be studying farm-to-table cuisine at the International Culinary Center in New York City.
Yeah, she might be.
She might be done already. Really sure. It's been several years since there's been any update.
Nobody really cares much about the Laguna Beach Stars anymore, but we do, and you do too.
But we don't all that much. Next up, we have Christina Schuller.
Yeah, and you can say that with a questioning voice, because here's the deal. She was just the extra in the show.
It's like, we can't have seven main characters.
She's got to be a warm body. She is a fitness instructor in Laguna Beach right now. I mean, come on. You knew one of them had to be something about that.
She ran a website, Beach Babe Fitness, where she gave exercise and diet tips, and she has two kids.
Okay, that's enough about her.
Who's next?
Oh, Morgan.
Morgan the Mormon.
Morgan the Mormon. And in the show, she is the virgin. She's
saving herself for a good Mormon man to be one of his many wives.
No, stop.
Isn't that what Mormons?
Not all Mormons, no.
But on Hell on Wheels, that's what they did.
But that's old. Okay, anyway. Morgan graduated from Brigham Young University.
Interesting.
I know,
interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Brigham Young University. Well, who is Brigham Young?
Mormon, period. She graduated in 2008 with a degree in humanities and journalism. She founded the Minnow Swim.
It's a children's swim label.
Oh, so more fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's fashion.
In 2010, she married Joel Smith.
Her Mormon man. Yep.
And since then, they've had two children. She's also helped raising his 38 other children by his other wives.
No other sister wives. No, well, that we would know of. Maybe that'll
we
be a spinoff
know.
Show.
We
don't
never know.
Know.
Next up is Trey Phillips, the serious one.
Trey?
In my opinion, the most successful one from the show.
You think so? Because.
I understand your thing with Lauren. She's more out there, but.
But Trey was serious and quiet and, he studied designs at Parsons. What else do you know about Parsons?
Have you ever seen Project Runway?
I've seen lots of Project Runway.
I think it's like film there.
Parsons School of Design.
Or they go there a lot. Maybe
they talk about it a lot. I don't know. They
Parsons
say that
School,
name a lot.
Tim Gunn went there.
Yeah.
He might live there.
Maybe Tim Gunn is Trey Phillips' dad.
I don't think so.
Gay uncle?
Still probably not very likely, considering they have very different names.
Okay. One can dream. Trey is an associate designer for Vera Wang. Now, here's an interesting tidbit. Vera Wang has clothing at Kohl's. Who else has clothing at Kohl's? Lauren Conrad.
But Vera Wang has bedding and Lauren doesn't.
No, Lauren has bedding too.
What? This is the first I've heard of that.
I'm telling you what.
Now, he's still close friends with Steven and Lauren, but who's not, you know?
Oh, we aren't.
Oh, why are we doing this podcast? Mm-hmm. Our last human is Talon
Terrario. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Well, he's known as the leech on the show.
To us, he's the leech.
He's like that fish that sucks, gets on the shark and then
eats the scraps.
Sucks the shark dry.
No, they eat the scraps. Once the shark eats, then they eat the crumbs.
Right, he's there for scraps.
Or like the birds that sit on the back of a rhinoceros.
He's the Frank Reynolds of the show.
He is the Mac, feeding off of Dennis.
Right, but Mac moves in after completion and then Frank comes in for the scraps.
Oh, okay. All we know about Talon is guess what? He got married in 2014.
Well, he's also a creative director for TMG Digital, which is a marketing company in LA. Mm. It's a fine career.
Fine. It's good enough.
You know, if he's happy, we're happy. Well, that's about it.
Yeah.
That's a good recap.
And if this hasn't enticed you to go watch Laguna Beach...
I don't know what will.
I don't know either. So go watch the episode and then come back and join us.
Except there's nothing to watch yet because we didn't talk about any episodes yet.
Well, no, they need to go watch season one, episode one.
You want them to watch the whole show?
Season one.
So you just want them to watch the first episode and then listen to our first episode.
And then listen to the second episode and then listen to us. We are.
It's interesting.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Well, do you think it would hurt if they just watched the whole show and then listened to us?
No, maybe.
Okay. Maybe. So watch the first episode.
Do it the way we say, okay? Watch the first episode and then come back and listen to me. And then watch the second episode, and guess what? I will surprise you with a second episode.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, folks. We'll see you next time.